105 Frank Mitchell phone-in with Right Sofa Land. Sofa-tastic, sofa-spectacular now on Knock, Belfast and Calinchy.
Well, we often speak to newspaper contributors and editors on this programme, but there's an additional opportunity for you in your newspaper shop from tomorrow morning here in Northern Ireland. The Ireland edition of The Times is going to be available to you. And I want to speak to John Walsh, who's with the paper. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
An additional opportunity for people to get a wider view. Now, will we be looking at a perspective that covers all of Ireland, or will some of it be focusing on Northern Ireland?
No, we focus on all of Ireland. We launched 3 years ago. The Times originally launched a Scottish edition, which was quite successful. So then as part of their expansion plans, they looked at the Irish market. So we launched a digital-only edition in September 2015. And then in June 2017, we launched the print edition. So this is part of the next step of that. We're offering the newspaper in Northern Ireland. It will be available in 313 stores across the north, the same stores that sell the Republic of Ireland edition of the Sunday Times.
So you are the deputy editor of the paper. It's a challenging world for newspapers, but there's so many amazing stories to be told, and I suppose North and South Brexit is the one story that you guys really have been mastering for some time now.
Yeah, well, the demand for information is greater now than it's ever been, given the complexities of everyday life and the challenges people face both domestically and abroad. We live in the era of Donald Trump and Brexit and so many other things. But Brexit in particular obviously has huge implications for Ireland, both north and south, and for Britain and the wider EU. And it's just that the Times, we have obviously an office in Dublin. It's based in London, the headquarters is in London, but we've correspondents in Brussels, Paris, Berlin. So we're just able to offer that breadth of coverage for Brexit. And we've had a number of significant scoops over the last year, just in terms of where negotiations are going. Yesterday, for example, I sat down with Sir Ivan Rogers in Dublin. He was here to give a speech to the British Irish Chamber of Commerce last night. And he was very, very bleak about immediate prospects. He thinks Britain could be facing its biggest constitutional crisis since the Second World War. And there is a possibility that it could descend into a period of political instability. Now, his argument is that wouldn't obviously not be good for Britain, but it wouldn't be good for anybody else. It wouldn't be good for Ireland. It wouldn't be good for the EU. After all, Britain is still a very important strategic partner. So his solution, obviously, Brexit talks at the moment are stuck with this huge impasse on what to do with the Irish border post-Brexit. The European Union has put forward a backstop, the wording of a backstop, which hasn't gone down too well in London. It proposes that Northern Ireland would remain part of the customs union and de facto single market in the event both sides can't agree a future trade deal that would obviate the need for a border. Sir Ivan said, look, no British Prime Minister could ever accept that. But this is where the EU really need to step up to the plate, as it were, and help Britain find a solution, help Theresa May. Now, his proposal is that Berlin and Paris are absolutely adamant that there won't be a withdrawal agreement unless there is a backstop. So Theresa May is going to have to accept that. She's going to have to find a way of selling a backstop to the right wing of her own party, the Eurosceptic wing of her own party, and also the DUP, who are supporting her government. Now, the only way Sir Ivan suggests that she will be able to do this is if, sitting alongside the withdrawal treaty, there is a political agreement, a political protocol, as it were, which outlines in very clear terms a future trade agreement between the UK and the EU that would avoid the need for a border because it's going to be so comprehensive. So Theresa May can say, look, we have to include this backstop, but it's going to be theoretical because it will never be needed. I have this political declaration from the EU. This is what we're moving towards. And because of that, we will never need this backstop. Obviously, there's, you know, huge risks with that strategy. The certain members of her own party don't really want any relationship with the EU. So offering them a future comprehensive trade agreement might not necessarily win them over. Her biggest hope is that it wins over a majority of the House of Commons.
It certainly is a story that is gripping us all at this present moment in time, north and south. You can read about it in the Ireland edition of the Times. John, good speaking to you. We'll have a regular, the regular option of the Ireland edition of the Times in our paper shops, as and from tomorrow morning. Thanks for coming on, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's it. John Walsh is the deputy editor, and you can read that interview with Sir Ivan Rogers. Ivan Rogers, of course, was the permanent representative of the UK to the European Union for a number of years. He resigned back in January of last year, I think, but a very senior person with an important voice. You can read about him, as I say, read that interview in the Ireland edition of the Times, and that paper is available in your store, in your newspaper shop, every morning from tomorrow morning.